Good evening. I'd like to call the Tuesday, December 17th, 2019 regular school board meeting to order. Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Barga?
Present.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Present.
Mr. Whitman?
Here.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Here. Item 1.03, the Pledge of Allegiance. Can I have Dexter Lynn Wilson please come down from Hannah Ashton? And we'll follow your lead whenever you're ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, we're moving on to item 2.01, approval of the November 19th regular board meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Neil Whitman. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Jenny Questenberry. Any discussion? Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion is passed. And I'm going to apologize up front. This is my first time sitting in this seat with the former occupant of that seat watching. I hope I get everything right tonight, but Superintendent Brown and Treasurer Miller have assured me they will keep me in line throughout the night. So moving on to agenda item 3.01, approval of the December 17th Board of Education meeting agenda. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Jenny Questenberry. A second?
Second.
Second by Neil Whitman. Any discussion?
I do have two quick things. The first is I'd like to thank both the president as well as the treasurer for adding a couple items that I'd asked for. The second thing I'm a little curious about is, do we need to approve the minutes from the special meetings?
No, we'll bring those in January. So everything in December comes in January. Everything in January goes in February.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. And Superintendent Brown, are there any changes?
Typically, I like to give those. Yes, so we have a handful of personnel items. We added an agreement with Nationwide Children's Hospital to provide athletic training services. And we added the item election of vice president of the Board of Education.
Okay. All right. Madam Treasurer, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Communications 4.01. We'd like to welcome State Board of Education member Stephanie Dott to make some presentations tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. I think you all see on a daily basis and certainly hear monthly the great things that are happening in your district. And I want to be able to share with you that some of these things are also being seen at the state level. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to recognize some of the good work that you are doing and that we are seeing. So do you care what order I do? Okay, thank you. So the first thing that I have to present on behalf of the State Board of Education, an achievement award to the Reynoldsburg City Schools robotics team for their presentation at the Ohio School Boards Association Capitol Conference last month. So I have this to present to them and all of you.
Do we have a representative?
Oh, wonderful.
Awesome. Come on down.
Thank you so much. It's nice to meet you.
Everybody's going to pause and pose for a picture. I don't think I'm in it this time.
Okay. And there was a second group that also was at the Ohio School Boards Association Capital Conference, the Student Fair. And so an achievement award on behalf of the State Board of Education to Reynoldsburg City Schools to this Slow Food Urban Farm Project. I'd like to present this to them.
All right, come on down. I see Trevor's here.
For this one, I need my phone. So I also, when I emailed the superintendent, this just happened last Tuesday, so I didn't tell him this in advance, but one of your students, her name is Bawana? Yes. She actually came and testified in front of the State Board of Education last Tuesday. She was at the State House as a part of Code.org's and some other organizations, Battelle for Kids, talking about the opportunities that she is receiving here at Reynoldsburg City Schools to learn and improve her skills around coding and how that is impacting her. She shared with us that just a few years ago, she was actually a refugee. And so now she is taking every class that she can, every extracurricular activity that she possibly can. She's taking college courses to learn more about coding, and she spoke about how she wants to be an inspiration for other females in the technology world, and how she wants to, I think she said she eventually would like to be a professor. But anyway, she was quite impressive, and we were so excited to hear from her and to hear about the positive work that is happening, not just here at Reynoldsburg City Schools, but also across the state, in conjunction with some of the work that our state board did in passing technology or standards around coding and technology last, I think it was last December. So that I wanted to just, I thought since I'm here, I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Can we give her a round of applause? She's not here.
Yes, she's not here.
That's wonderful. Thanks.
And then I am also here because this year, the 2020 District 9, which is the State Board of Education district that I represent, the Teacher of the Year for District 9 is a teacher here in Reynoldsburg City Schools. And not only is he the District 9 Teacher of the Year, he was also one of the top finalists at the state level. And frankly, it was one of the most impressive applications for Teacher of the Year that I have seen in my 7 years on the board. I actually was surprised that he was not Teacher of the Year, but he was up against some really stiff competition. But he was truly impressive. And if it's okay, I'd just like to read what his nominator wrote about him. So the Teacher of the Year in District 9 is Rob Niedermeyer. He is a 7th grade science teacher at STEM Middle at Baldwin Road. And his nominator wrote, Mr. Niedermeyer is an innovative, collaborative colleague who seeks to make his students aware of the world around them and improve the teaching practices of his peers through consistent communication, encouragement, and assistance. His courses include 7th grade science courses as well as an elective science class based on environmental sustainability. As a result of his efforts, he has been able to bring several new technologies into our school, including designing and building an AR sandbox with students. This unique teaching tool allows users to move sand to create and reshape topographical maps in 3 dimensions. In addition to the AR sandbox, he is also incorporating the use of a farm bot into his classes. This tool allows students to interact with the future of agriculture in a real way. His students look forward to working with him in his classroom spaces daily. He often hosts students after school to involve them in a larger project or to help the students reach their learning goals. In addition to being an outstanding colleague and teacher, he is also a leader in our school. He has taken on the role of leading a grade-level team, assisting and coordinating with the science department meetings, and organizing our annual day of service. In these roles, he works to develop meaningful interdisciplinary connections for students, utilizes data analysis and instructional modeling for peers, and creates meaningful community partners and activities for our stakeholders. His rapport with his peers and their respect for his abilities is unparalleled. As a result of his skill and dedication, Mr. Niedermeyer has been honored as a Columbus Parent Teacher of the Year, a nominee for the Presidential Award for Excellence for Math and Science, and as an outstanding educator in our district for his students' growth in their learning. So I want to thank you all for allowing him to whoever nominated him, and for allowing him to really thrive in this district. And I want to congratulate him on being the District 9 Teacher of the Year.
Come on down.
And then finally, if I may.
Absolutely. We love hearing good news.
I just want to personally thank former President Begany on the work that he did here as a leader on your board, and for supporting the many initiatives that you all have taken on over the time that he has served on this board. I just want to thank him for his service, and I look forward to continuing to work with him, because I'm sure that he will not leave the children behind in his new role. So. Thank you again so much for having me.
Thank you. Thanks. All right. Board Member Dodd, thank you so much for coming. Really, it's great to hear good news. And again, outstanding students, outstanding staff make for a great district. So, and outstanding leaders as well. So thank you. Moving on to item 5.01. Board members. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We have one more presentation. Wasn't on there. We snuck a little something on. I'm going to ask former President Begany to come on down.
This is why I never missed a gender review, because I wanted to know.
We just have a little something to give you as well. Students and public education throughout all of Ohio. So thank you for your service. And I know that I'll continue to look forward to continuing to work with you across the parking lot, but we're over here. So on behalf of the entire board and the school district, thank you for your leadership. Thank you very much. Okay, now we will move on to items. Item 5.01, board members may speak on different topics at this time. I don't know. I'm just going to start on my left, my right, and move left. So, Board Member Barga, would you like to start?
Thank you. Because I know that we will be discussing candidates on their merits later, and I don't want to interject into that, I am going to make these comments here instead of later. I want to, on behalf of myself and myself alone, I'd like to apologize to anybody who is confused by the process that we use to appoint a new board member. I also would like to personally apologize to the one candidate who I was unable to schedule an interview with. That failure was mine and mine alone. Over the past few weeks, I've spent about 30 hours involved in research relating to the replacement of Mr. Begany. I've conducted interviews with all candidates but that one. With an average length of 40 minutes per interview, I have called references, employers, looked into past histories, and conducted all other research needed to conclude who I consider my top picks. My actual top pick, regretfully, withdrew himself from consideration this Sunday. But I believe that many of our other applicants who applied, they are more than qualified and they will make very good members. I look forward to the discussion later, and I hope that while you may not be happy with the results, you know that I, along with the rest of the board, acted in a fair, impartial manner in order to discover who the best choice will be to join us. I have nothing further. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Board Member Jenny Quesenberry? I guess I'm moving from this moving, end to this end. I'll come down with the process. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, starting to just thank everybody for coming up for our final meeting of the year, and hope everyone enjoys their winter break. A lot of activities going on in the past month, and I've been seeing a lot of other student achievement going on, starting with Christmas on the Town, when I got to see the band play their usual, you know, their Christmas and other holiday songs in the Masonic Lodge. Great performance as always, and the parade this year. Student Council had quite an interesting float. I was just standing in a storefront, and they rolled past and handing out what I thought were like, you know, pretend cups of coffee or something. But no, it was real. It was real hot chocolate. And they said, you know, come to the Winter Carnival next week, and we'll be doing it again. And indeed they did. I went to the Winter Carnival the next week, and they were there, and they just had performances and displays and a raffle to raise money there. So way to go, Student Council. Also, Slate Ridge, I was invited to help sell at bake sale at their winter fun night last week. And while I was there, I heard the elementary school choir perform, and that was a great performance too. And just last week, Renee Coley invited me to come to Computer Science Week at Hannah Ashton Middle School, and in particular after hearing what Board Member Dodd was saying about, you know, code.org, I went there, and so did Board Member Dunlap, and I think a few other people, and just saw what the students had been working on for the past month or so. They were making web pages based on templates, doing robotics type stuff, designing their own video games, and video production and 3D printing, and it was fun to see what they've been doing. But a few days later, Mrs. Coley emailed us and said, you know, not only was it just fun for us to see what the students were doing, but she actually tied in what they did with our recently completed portrait of a graduate and said, all these things, these particular items that we'd like to see in a school graduate, these are skills that we were targeting when you guys came in, and they told you about what they were doing and explained things. And these are fifth through eighth. Okay, so they're, you know, graduate. That's at least 4 years later, but they're targeting those objectives now. And I like to see that, because so many of these things can be, you know, designed and then just sit on a shelf ignored. And I like to see that the people that our staff are paying attention to it and tying it into things that the students are doing right now. So I think there were a couple of orchestra and band concerts here too. Unfortunately, I was not able to make it to those, but I heard about them on Facebook. And so just I like seeing students achieve. So thank you. Okay.
Board Member Quesenberry?
So, yes, I did started off going to the Winter Carnival, which was a lot of fun, watching students and some adults doing the cakewalk. What was that?
The cakewalk.
Was it? Okay. I thought there was more to it, but it was musical chairs. That's what I was looking for. It's been a while since I played that. So, yes, musical chairs. Cakewalk. So, you know, they'd pull a chair out, and it got pretty competitive for a while. There were students and others who were making gingerbread houses in the back. It was a lot of fun. Then I did also get to go to the computer science activities over at Hams. And I'll try to make it brief, but the overview of it is, as I walked in, I was kind of bombarded by these little spheres that were going all over the floor all the time, constant, but it was fun. And students were controlling those, so they were having a good old time. Walked over to two students who had the green screen and doing some animation. They showed me what they did. I talked to them, said, you know, if you had to choose your future plans right now, what would that be? And one said he wanted to be a film producer, and the other wanted to be an animator. So I thought, wow, pretty high goals at this point for our young students. Walked on, and there were students who had made these robots. And I asked one young man the same question, and he said, well, I think I'd like to be a teacher, or what was the other one? There was one other thing. He thought something else. And then he said, but I think I'd really like to be a philosopher. Now, I've been in education a very long time, and it's the first time I've heard somebody say they wanted to be a philosopher. So that was it. He even knew who Socrates was. So that was pretty cool. So there were other students who did do some web pages. They made some games. The 3D printing was very neat. And then they had, like, I don't know the name of it, but to me, it was like a really large Cricut machine that they were doing some fun things on. So it was such a great time. So I just want to give a lot of shout-outs to the HAM staff and the administration. It was just really enjoyable. So thank you.
All right, thank you. Going last, yeah, I guess they do say a lot of what I was going to say. Thank you all for coming out tonight. I really appreciate it. It's been a wonderful, I feel like since the last board meeting, we had Thanksgiving, and it was late this year, so all of a sudden the holidays are upon us, and I'm saying what day of the week it is it, because it's just gone so fast. I do want to thank everyone for the invitations. It's been very wonderful. Of course, I would say that's the shot in the arm for me, is getting out into the schools and seeing our students in action. I also went to Hannah Ashton for their celebration of the Computer Science Education Week. I know I was trying not to step on the little spheres, and these are actual programmable spheres and balls that you use a program to actually move them, and it's much more difficult than it looks. These kids make everything in there look very, very easy.
I almost stepped on one, though, and they said, it's okay, it was free.
Oh, yeah, they did get that through a grant. I think Mrs. Coley did get that for a grant, through a grant. having a communications background going into the green screen was a lot of fun with me, but one thing that I really took away, I said, all these kids were just having a blast in there. They were having fun, and it's almost like they didn't know they were learning, and isn't that what school is all about? I thought that was great. So Student Council's Winter Carnival was awesome. Shout out to the Student Council, because it was free this year to everyone, and I think that was a great move. So everybody could come in and do whatever they wanted to without having to have tickets this year. So wonderful, wonderful decision. I attended the Eastland Fairfield Open House. Always love to get a chance and see what those kids are doing, and stop by the culinary arts area to get a little something to eat. The community center dedication, wonderful to see that as part of our community, a real shining star in our community. And loved the performing arts program, She Kills Monsters. I was sitting there and looking and experiencing this and thought, this is not my cup of tea. I'm not so sure about this, but the more I got into it, and they just drew me in, all the stories drew me in, and it wasn't about the Dungeons and Dragons, and although it was amazing, and the monsters and the dragons that they actually had built for this production, but it was the storyline and the characters, and a main character who didn't know her sister and thought she did, and reconnected with her and learned so much about her through this game. Amazingly moving production, as always. I just want to give a quick shout out to my friends at the Reynoldsburg Education Foundation. I see a few people in here. So we had our very first donation of $500, and we used that for a raffle during our Christmas on the town kickoff event. And we drew one lucky name who received $250, and she named Summit Road Elementary as the other lucky winner. And they received those matching funds. We got to present a giant check this week, which is always lots of fun. So it's exciting that the Education Foundation is off and running, and we look forward to some great things. I also wanted to give another shout out, a couple of congratulations. One is to Rose Hill Elementary Principal, Dr. Derek Shelton, who's in the house. Congratulations on being recognized as a leader among leaders through Leadership Ohio. And I truly see that every week when I come into your building. So congratulations, well deserved. I also want to give a shout out to all of our staff this year. In our weekly board packet, we learned that our mid-year data and projections are showing that we are growing students above expected growth on average across most grade levels in both reading and math. And I think that says so much for the dedication of our staff and our teachers and our students. And that's really something to be proud of. That being said, I hope that everyone has a wonderful holiday and uses this time to recharge their batteries. I know for teachers and administrators, you have a couple more days, but wish everybody a happy holiday. And that's it. And I'm turning to look at Joe Begany, who's not sitting in the seat next to me, to carry on. All right, moving on to item 5.02, committee reports. I do believe we only had one committee meeting, and that was Buildings and Grounds, which board member Neil Whitman and I attended. But since it's my turn to give the minutes, Mr. Reed, just jump in if I miss anything. So we had this, our Buildings and Grounds Committee meeting yesterday, actually. And number one, we received an energy update following a recent HVAC project and upgrade. Our October savings alone was $63,998. That's a lot. That's something definitely to be proud of here, and is a wonderful result of that HVAC project. We have almost doubled our projected savings, and I'm not going to say too much more because Mr. Reed has a presentation for a little bit later, so I don't want to steal your thunder, but I will leave that because I know that you have some visuals to go along with that as well. We also discussed the potential use for our energy dashboard, which is just that. It's a dashboard that gives you a lot of data and information in real time about all our buildings and actually room by room. And Dynamics will be working with our IT department early next year to actually incorporate that into curriculum. And so our kids can actually get some real life and real time experiences through that project. And apparently they're going to have some logins so they can work as a class on that with that data. We got an update about the EFIS replacement at Livingston. Now, this is the particular facade on parts of Livingston. It's a different type of facade that has broken down over the years and needs to be replaced with something similar but much better. The project is on hold right now due to weather. Both the cold and precipitation are playing into that. And there was also one change order to use infrared to detect water infiltration. So rather than drilling holes, Mr. Reed, and trying to determine whether or not there has been some water damage beyond where we can see, there will be this scanning and to penetrate the facade, and it will be done much more quickly and more efficiently. We also looked at traffic pattern changes at Slate Ridge. We looked at maps and some overviews at Slate Ridge. These changes happened after the very beginning of the year. There is much improved traffic flow. It makes drop-offs safer for students, and it's quicker and more efficient flow because it's keeping the cars and the buses separate, and obviously very, very important when students are walking out of cars and getting into school or walking and out of buses and moving over into school. We also reviewed the addition of a sidewalk there. That's going to stretch from kind of that very beginning parking lot that is there at Slate Ridge all the way out to Taylor Road. We have more students who are walking, so this was something that came to our attention, that we really need to add this. And that probably won't depend too much on the weather unless, you know, we get some deep freezes. But I think that we are on schedule to get that done. And that is also on tonight's agenda for approval. I had a concern that I brought to Mr. Reed that a community member brought to myself about the new crosswalk on Taylor Road Elementary School and its use. And Mr. Reed is looking into that for me right now, and I appreciate that. We received an update on the band tower at the football field, which is actually an Eagle project by a student of ours, Jamie Green. The project is on schedule, and Mr. Green is going to be coordinating with Breaking Ground soon. Again, that will also have a little bit to do with the weather as well. I also asked Mr. Reed to look into why some custodial services are separate, why they are separate at the field house after some concerns were brought to my attention. Particularly about the restrooms during games and running out of some things. And so Mr. Reed is working to meet and go over with what is being done with that contract and what needs to be improved. And Mr. Whitman brought up the topic of some historical composite photos from the district and the high school that are being housed at the Historical Society, which he was going through during Christmas on the town after he got done watching the parade and visiting some of us who were partnering with businesses and handing out things. The Historical Society does display some of them, but they don't have room to display all of them. So we discussed at our meeting some ideas for storage, retaining these historical records, and then even possibly the use of a student to digitally copy these composite photos as part of maybe a capstone project. So more to come. Finally, we discussed some projects that we are planning for in the near future. The good news is that while we have addressed many issues and needs, renovations, and improvements over the past year, we've used budgeted dollars wisely to provide a safe and pleasant and innovative environment for our students. And now those are our minutes from
a couple
additions.
Some minor additions. Okay. We talked before about the tennis storage shed over at Wagoner Road campus, and Mr. Reed said that they had moved that into a better, more visible area, and so that seems to have cut down on the vandalism.
That's covered by cameras now.
And also, just a shout out. He was describing the Slate Ridge sidewalk project, which I believe the sidewalk is. One of the items later tonight, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and I was wondering about that, but he said, yeah, this was something, a big shout-out here to Micah Conley, the principal there, and Teresa Ritchie, our transportation coordinator, and Bob Hoyt, I forget what his title is, but he's like, you know, and Eric Cornett, our safety and security person at the time. They all got together and discussed this and figured out what, you know, what needed to happen, and by the time they took it to Mr. Reed, it was pretty much all he needed to do was, you know, write the contract. Is that correct?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, way to go to everybody involved.
Okay. Thank you for those additions. I appreciate it. All right. Moving on to item 5.03, we are going to set the date, time, location of the January 2020 organizational meeting and the January 2020 regular board meeting. So we have some suggested times, January 7th at 6:30 p.m. at the central office. We have a note here that organizational meeting needs to be held by January 15th in order to meet state law. For our regular January board meeting, we are looking at the 14th at 6:30 at City Council Chambers. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? I like those suggestions. I've learned of some different obligations by different board members, medical obligations and some other things that played into this, and so these dates, I think, seem to work well as far as reserving the boards that are the places that we need to, right, Superintendent Brown? So Does this fit into everyone's schedule?
I notice, or looking at the calendar here, the only thing on my calendar right now for Tuesday the 14th is actually the second or maybe third parent university session for social emotional learning.
That's going to be moved.
Okay.
And in fact, I got some notice on that via email, I think, already today. As a group, right? That went out district-wide?
It may have. I haven't seen it in my email.
Okay. Yeah, I did. It did. Yes.
If I didn't check my email late enough.
And that happens. Absolutely. So what about January 7th at the central office for the organizational meeting?
That's fine for me.
Is there a reason we're not having them on the same night?
Yes, because I'm having surgery.
Okay. My apologies for asking that.
That's all right.
I'm good with the 7th. I might be scheduled out on the 14th, but I think I can get this stuff moved around, so I should be able to be here on time.
Okay. All right. It's pretty doable. All right. So
thank you for doing that too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
All right. So I'm going to make a motion then that our organizational meeting will be held on January 7th, 2020 at 6:30 p.m. at Central Office, and that our regular January board meeting will be set for January 14th, 2020 at 6:30 p.m. at the City of Reynoldsburg Council Chambers, where we are sitting.
Actually, I'm sorry. I realized that the 14th is actually not the third Tuesday. It's the second one. So is there a particular reason why we're moving it to an earlier week?
I do believe that Council Chambers was not available on the 21st.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
I wondered if it was because we had to do the organizational meeting in that time, so that's why we moved it back to that Tuesday versus the...
No, the organizational meeting is the only one that needs to be done in that time frame. Is that correct,
yes.
Superintendent Brett? Right. So then the regular board meeting could be held, but often that we do have that in one session, so I don't know if the city decided, okay, we're going to take up that date, but so that's why we decided on the 14th. Okay, so I made a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Quessenberry?
Aye.
All right. Item 5.04, appoint a president pro tem for the organizational meeting. Do I have a motion?
Yes, I'd like to move that we keep...
Well, let's just have do we do a motion first and second and then make a...
You can just nominate somebody and then vote on them.
Okay.
Or make a motion to nominate whoever.
Or if we're interested in having the discussion generally beforehand, we're more than able to open it as a discussion item and then open it as an action item during it.
Well, I apologize that I interrupted you. If you would like to make your motion, then we'll have a discussion afterwards.
Sure. I was going to move that we maintain President Dunlap as our president pro tem.
Seconded.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
I'd say since the vacancy has put you in that position already, then it just seems simplest just to keep it that way for the few minutes of the next meeting when you'll need to act in that capacity.
Yes, thank you. All right. Any further discussion? Madam Treasurer, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Quessenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. All right. Item 5.05, election of a vice president. Can I have a motion?
Can I ask a clarifying question?
We'll have discussion afterwards. Is that all right?
Well, I wanted to clarify before we
is this vice president, we don't need to redo again at the organization.
Yes, we will.
So this is kind of like a pro tem as well.
It's not a pro tem. It's because this seat was vacant.
Right.
And as the vice president, I naturally stepped into it.
Right.
But leaves another vacancy. So per policy, and I actually printed it out and brought it. Board Member Barger brought this to my attention. So it's policy 0152, and it says, and it's listed right here also on our agenda, at the very bottom, in the event that the office of president becomes vacant, the vice president shall succeed the president, which has happened, and the position of vice president shall be filled in the same manner as the election conducted at the organizational meeting. So this is really just for that small window before our organizational meeting when we elect or choose a new president and a vice president.
Thank you. And I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's okay.
Mr. Barga.
I'm struggling with this. You know, motions first, discussion. So would someone like to make a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, so that's up for discussion, or someone would like to make a nomination?
I will nominate myself to do vice president duties I guess I'm going to be traveling, so maybe not. Never. Withdrawn.
Okay. Well done withdrawing it before there's a second. Good job. I would like to nominate Ms. Denny. Because I just combined your two names together. Ms. Jenny Quessenberry as vice president.
Seconded.
All right. Any further discussion? Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Quessenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion passes. Okay, moving on to items from the superintendent, 6.01.
Thank
floor
you.
Is yours.
Thank you. I won't speak too long in the respect for time, but there are a few things I wanted to convey in reference to the holidays being upon us, just to give us some things to reflect on as we head home or wherever we might be over the holidays to think about our purpose in being here. Just as a reminder for all of us, our kids are the reasons why we do what we do, why we're in the positions we're in, why we occupy the spaces that we do. And it's important that we're reminded of that on a regular basis, because sometimes, as my mom would say, we get caught up in ourselves and we tend to think things are about us. It's never about the adults in the room. It's about the kids. We make adult decisions on behalf of kids. When we put the adults first, our kids are the ones who often miss out. So it's important we put those things first when we're approaching subjects, when we put things in place as we plan forward. Two specific emotions I want to kind of reflect on, one being anger, the other one being entitlement. There are a lot of people who are really angry right now for whatever reason, and I don't mean just in Reynoldsburg. I mean in general. And I'm very hopeful that that's an emotion that can go away and dissipate very quickly so that we can get to the business that's at hand and doing what's right for our people, for kids, and for our future. It clouds our judgment. It gets in our way, and it prevents us from being the best that we can possibly be. When it comes to entitlement, none of us are here because we're entitled to it. We may have earned some things in our lives that put us in a particular station where we are able to make some decisions and be part of something spectacular, but we're not entitled to those things. And I often remind myself that we're all replaceable for whatever reason. And I think it's important to remind ourselves of that, because we're not about ourselves in this respect. We're about our kids. Those are the reasons why we do what we do. And yes, I know I said that earlier, but I wanted to repeat that. So as we head home for the holiday season, I'm hoping that we take some time to reflect on that, think about our reasons for doing the things we do on a daily basis, for the work we put in, for the dedication, time, and effort that's put into our positions and occupations, and that we give our profession the respect it deserves. Education in general, the narrative has been stolen by others who have begun to dictate what it looks like and what it should be. Educators are the ones who know the craft like no one else does. And it's important that we begin to take up that mantra and begin to speak about and scream about and yell about the good things that happen in education. You'll hear very often that schools are struggling. They're terrible. They're this, they're that. I will argue that schools are better than they've ever been in our entire lives and the lives before us. We graduate more kids. We have more kids being successful. We reach more kids. And I'm talking about education in general. So when people begin to have those arguments and those conversations, I implore you, as responsible citizens who are there to defend this profession, to put those people in their places, to get them to understand that we do things for reasons and we made progress that no one else has seen in our lifetimes, and we intend to do even more after this. What I typically do every year at this time of the year is I begin to reflect on all the things I've done well, all the things I haven't done so well, how I can continue to improve and grow. And I often talk about being comfortable and discomfort. That's how we grow. And if I ever get to the point where I'm comfortable with what I'm doing, it's time for me to do something else. So I take this time to reflect on that, to recommit myself, and to recharge my battery. So I encourage everyone to do that. That being said, I do hope for a fantastic, spectacular holiday for everyone, and that remember the reason why this season is celebrated. There are people out there who will not have some of the benefits that we might in our personal lives, and it's important that we think about those folks as well, and that we're in a position to be able to sacrifice for others as we go forward. Thank you for your time, and I do wish everyone a fantastic holiday.
Thank you. All right, moving on to item 8.0102.
Seven.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Okay, so item 7.01, recognition of visitors. We didn't have anybody scheduled beforehand. Madam Treasurer, did we receive any slips?
No, we did not.
Okay. So now we will move on to finance. Item 8.01 is up for action, along with 802, 803, 804, and that is it. Do I have a motion?
Moved.
Moved by Robert Barga. Second. Second by Neil Whitman. Is there any discussion? Madam Treasurer, can you please give us an update on each of these items?
Yes, on for approval tonight are the November 30th financial reports, and those were in your board packet. We do have transfers on. You may recall, as part of the forecast, we approved transferring $500,000 to the Technology Capital Outlay Fund and $200,000 to transportation, the first to fund technology throughout the district and the second to fund bus purchases and to shore up both of those funds. The third item on are a handful of appropriation modification. These are from budget revisions submitted by the buildings and various organizations. And the last item on are donations. We received $10,000 worth of backpacks and school supplies from NBC4 and Central Ohio Viewers. Those will be distributed to our students at some point during the year or next school year. We received $10 from the Alliance Data Donors Choose. $750 from Tri-County Realtors to the Richard Daugherty Scholarship Fund, and $250 from the Reynoldsburg Education Foundation, which Mrs. Dunlap has mentioned earlier, and I think that's the very first inaugural donation from the foundation, so it's off to a good start.
Yes, it is. And we got our second one today, but I won't say anything yet.
And that's all that I have.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions or discussion?
Just thank you to NBC4 and the Central Ohio Viewers, plus the Realtors Association and Alliance Data, and thank you for your work on the REF.
And Madam Treasurer, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Quesenberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. All right, moving on to item 9.01. This is personnel administrative staff. Up for action, I'm sorry, we have 9.01, 9.02, 9.03, 9.04, and that is it. Do I have a motion? Moved by Board Member Quesenberry.
Second.
Second by Board Member Whitman. All right. Is there any update on that?
Yeah, I'd like to officially recognize Mr. Eric Cornett to thank him for his service to our district. He'll be moving on to a post in North Carolina associated with the military. We're proud that he was able to be part of our organization and to help steer us in a different direction that allowed us to accomplish quite a bit over the time he's been here. So I'm very proud of that. In addition, I want to officially at this board meeting congratulate Ms. Danita Hampton, who is assuming the role of principal at the 9X Impact. Excited to have her here. We've already engaged her in a number of things that she may not have anticipated she had to handle. So welcome tonight as well, Ms. Hampton.
All right. Any further discussion?
I had a question. So in 9.04, I see that we are taking somebody on as yearbook advisor, but I think that we already approved a couple of yearbook advisors earlier, correct?
Not prepared to answer that question at the moment, Mr. Whitman.
No, I mean, I did notice that one person with with that duty was taking maternity leave, so I'm assuming that maybe this is to you know, cover some of that. But okay.
Okay. If there's nothing further, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mrs. Quesenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion is passed. Item 9. Hold on just a minute. All right. Item 10.01.
Madam President, just a quick moment. The last time that we had an agenda item that involved the yearbook was in March, and it was simply about the fund for it. So we did not take an action this current cycle. We might have the last cycle, which might be what you're remembering.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Barger.
Thank you. Okay, so moving on to item 10.01, 10.02, 10.03, all up for action. Do I have a motion? I'm sorry, just 10.01 and 10.2 are up for action. 10.03 is discussion. So do I have a motion for 10.01 and 10.02?
So moved.
Moved by Board Member Quesenberry. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Board Member Whitman. Any updates, any information on this?
Pretty standard for the most part. The interpreter contract provided interpreting services for families for other languages. And then the 10.02 is an amendment to our current athletic training service from Nationwide Children's Hospital. We're expanding that service due to the numbers of kids that we have involved with athletics.
That's a good thing. Absolutely. All right. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Quesenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Moving on to 10.03, educational travel. This is the Ohio Model UN. This is up for discussion, so this is the first time we're seeing this. Good evening.
Good evening. I'm back. This is just seek approval for a junior Ohio Model United Nations. I know it's at the high school level now. The event is March 15th through the 17th. It's our sixth year doing it. I'm expecting about 40 to 50 students over that weekend. For those of you who are new, it's a global simulation of the United Nations where students participate on behalf of a country, present a problem, and then have to debate it. So very successful, very impressive. So if you're available, it's at the Hyatt Regency and Convention Center. So.
All right. Any questions or comments? I've seen this at the high school level. I really need to come down and see this junior model UN. And so I noticed that 2 days of school will be missed, but, you know, obviously this is a wonderful opportunity. Do you know how many countries you're taking?
Right now I have 16. It's just depending on numbers. I got to finalize some numbers. We usually are like the biggest group there.
So 16 countries.
Yeah, we represent 16, about 5-6 students per country.
Wow.
So
that's huge.
It's a lot of preparation.
That's really big. All right. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to policies. Item 11.01 is up for action, along with 11.02. Do I have a motion? Moved by Board Member Questenberry. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Board Member Whitman. Is there any discussion? Or I guess before I ask for discussion, Superintendent Brown, can you give us an update on these
just
policies?
Very quickly, both of these concern criminal background checks and allowing footing the bill for some of those so that we were able to retain and attract additional candidates. Employees in some of those areas have had struggles in getting that done, and we've lost some quality candidates because of the cost of that, so we're going to look to take care of that ourselves in order to employ those individuals.
All right, great. Any discussion?
I just want to say that we've been hearing a lot about the difficulty in attracting and keeping drivers, as Mr. Superintendent said, and I hadn't realized that this was a roadblock to some, but we're becoming aware of it now. So if this will help us get enough drivers to get our kids to school, then then I'm for it.
Okay, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. All right, moving on to business and operations. Item 12.01 is our energy update. So, Mr. Reed, take it away.
I'll be very brief.
Oh, don't be.
So, as you mentioned earlier, the total savings for this month was just under $64,000. The total savings so far in the program, which has only been 7 months, is $456,000, almost $457,000. The target in that same time is $240,741. I'm no math genius, but I think that's a lot more than what we were planning on saving. So very good there. I just want to show a slight visual here. Green is what our baseline is, and blue is what we're actually paying or using, I should say. So we've seen some great, great advancements with our HVAC system. Not only is it cheaper to run, but it's very effective. So that's essentially all I have.
All right. And what is the – were you going to show the graph below or no?
That's just our gas usage.
Oh, okay. All right.
So.
Yeah, this is great news to hear. And obviously, I think students are a lot more comfortable in classrooms as well. But when you see the energy savings, we saw the giant check. But I can't recall offhand right now how many you can equate it to taking a number of houses off the grid with this energy savings, and it's just impressive, very impressive. So thank you.
Comment on there.
Yes.
Okay. So if you're wondering how they calculate, what exactly our savings is, this was from their baseline, which they took a couple years ago then, yeah.
That would have been the year before the project started.
Okay. So basically the baseline was taken when we were in the midst of this, emergency. We're just blowing through, kilowatt hours and dollars right and left. So one thing that occurs to me is, Madam Treasurer, if those baseline numbers were dollars rather than kilowatt hours, and we've been spending that much from all that time to now, my understanding is that we would be in pretty dire straits. So in other words, it may be not realistic to imagine that this baseline kind of stays the same from then until now. If you don't like to imagine that, you can just imagine that, instead of being bankrupt or having to cut a lot of stuff right and left, we're not having to do that. So either way, it's a good thing. So thank you, Mr. Reed. Okay.
All right, moving on to item 12.02. And 12.03, which are both up for action. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Board Member Questenberry. Do I have a second?
Seconded.
Second by Board Member Barga. Mr. Reed, you want to tell us a little bit about both of these?
Sure. I can be brief. You mentioned the sidewalk at Slate Ridge. Mm-hmm. We're simply going to be extending the sidewalk, the current sidewalk, all the way to Taylor Road to pick up, make it easier for those walkers to get to the school. The Slam Dunk scoreboard, this is an agreement with a company called Slam Dunk to do our scoreboard and the play clocks at the football field. Mm-hmm. So.
And I think last month we had some discussion about that with the report from the athletic committee. Am I correct?
Correct.
So, all right. Any further discussion on either of those items?
I do want to say a little thing on the scoreboard. I think the opportunities were being presented with the scoreboard and the contract and overall the layout of how we're going to get it funded are extremely good, and I think they're too good to pass up. It's a very good deal. There are some risks inherent in it, but everyone's reviewed them, so I think it's a solid gamble. But I do want to just make it clear that we have analyzed that and we are prepared, you know, in terms of checking the two balances and making sure we are actually making the right gamble on this. I think we are. Just wanted to make that clear.
So one comment I had in the contract, it says, you know, this is contingent on Slam Dunk being able to raise a certain amount of money in sponsorships, about like $144,000, if mm-hmm. I recall. And it was a similar situation with the previous outfit that was going to provide a scoreboard, and that deal eventually fell through because they were not able to get enough sponsorships. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
More so.
So this one, but we it's your opinion that the Slam Dunk has a better chance of succeeding where the previous company did not. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
They have a history of the district. They helped us do our scoreboard to set the basketball at the gym for our basketball team, and they have a fairly proven track record with a number of different districts that are right here around us in getting this done.
Thank you.
They also provided us with examples and some mm-hmm. of the communications they've already done, some of the ways that they've been reaching out, as well as somewhat jumping on some of the other contacts that we had Mr. Perkins developing during the first examination. So it was pretty thorough, and Mr. Begany and I asked a bunch of those questions.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but are we not starting out a little bit earlier on this contract and seeking those sponsorships?
Kind of a lot earlier.
And we are, we're positioned where a lot of people put their fiscal year for the start of donations
yes.
and that sort of stuff, as opposed to asking near the end.
Yes.
So we hopefully are going to be in a much better position.
Right. And I had understood that that was part of the problem with the last attempt. So I feel confident. Appreciate the work of the athletics committee on this, along with the athletics department and Treasurer Miller and Superintendent Brown.
Clarifying question about regarding the risks, the calculated risks that Board Member Barga mentioned. So some of that is, you know, mitigated by the contract not taking effect until the company Slam Dunk can come up with enough sponsorships. But could I get a bit of clarification on the precise nature of, you know, what risk, you know, what the risk or gamble is that we are assuming by taking this?
We don't have counsel here who would have been the best person to ask on that. But the risks that were discussed at the meeting included some of the concerns with the timing and the obligations that could arise down the line in terms of the warranty period. However, looking at their track record, which they provided, as well as the length of time that you usually have issues arising from, that's where I at least alleviated my concern. But I believe, unless it was corrected, it's a 10-year contract, and we have a 5-year warranty on it. Is that correct, Mr. Superintendent?
That is correct.
And so that's really where the gamble is. But at least for me, what they provided us covered that area enough that I'm comfortable doing it, especially because we're getting this for free.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest concern would be if it has a complete breakdown. We're somewhat obligated to continue the advertising. But based on the interactions, it sounded like they would be willing to work with us, whatever we're going to have to replace it with, to be able to make that work. We just might have to do that one up front instead of being able to rely on money to bring it in. So I felt really comfortable with the interactions, and my understanding is legal reviewed it, looked at my concerns, and I'm happy with what they gave back.
Okay. Thank you for the recommendations on behalf of the athletic committee. And regarding the five-year warranty period, Mr. Superintendent confirmed that this actually is sort of a standard length of time. So it's not like an extra short warranty period either. So.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Just as a point of clarification, Madam Treasurer, did I include 1202, 1203, and 1204 in that motion?
No, just 1202 and 1203.
That's what I thought. All right. Without any further discussion, Madam Treasurer, could you please call the roll?
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Very excitedly, aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Item 12.04, surplus items. I did not mean to single this out, Mr. Reed, but do you have any comment on that?
These are old radios, old walkies that are completely dead with no value whatsoever.
Okay.
So we just need to get rid of them.
Seems pretty simple.
I do have one question. Have you talked to our different history of technology programs in our different schools to see if they could use these just as display purposes or to take
apart?
I have not, but I can.
I
think that would be a good option before we just fully trash them.
Sure.
Thank you.
Board Member Barga, when you said that, I remember going to something last year at Summit Road Elementary School where they had made these robots out of all these pieces and parts and old CDs and innards of phones. And I saw cords and I thought, I bet you kids don't even know what those are. So, Summit Road Elementary, I think, does use those things. You're right. Oh, absolutely. All right. Madam Treasurer, can you please call the roll?
I need a motion and a second.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll move.
Moved by Board Member Barga.
Second.
Second by Board Member Whitman. Madam Treasurer, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Moving on to 13.01, executive session for items A1 and A2. That's A1 appointment and A2 employment. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Board Member Whitman. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Board Member Questenberry. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. And I do anticipate coming out and take record reflect that we have... I'm gonna pause. Okay, no, it's done. All right, so let the record reflect that the board returned from executive session at 9. They had it up there a minute ago.
It's 12.
Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Barga?
Present.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Present.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye. Present. Here.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Here. Okay, I'm just trying to get all my papers back in order after coming out. All right, so we 14.01 is the item that we will be addressing now, appointment of Board of Education member. Do I have... an appointment, or do I have a motion?
Madam President.
I'll give the floor to Mr. Whitman.
Okay. Well, first, I would like to...
I guess I was just looking that way.
You're
first.
Good. Thank everybody who applied, and it was a tough decision after a lot of discussion. I hope that the people who apply that do not get appointed with it, that you will continue to be active here and perhaps maybe run for a seat or apply for other vacancies should they arise. But I would like to nominate Angela Abram to take the vacated seat.
Second.
I'll second.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. Robert can have that one. And I'm looking this way because my notes. All right.
I want the second.
So second to first. From Board Member Neil Whitman, seconded by Board Member Robert Barga. Is there any discussion? I would just like to add that, again, it was an incredible list of candidates that came before us. I felt very, very pleased for the outcome of our district because of the number of candidates and the quality and the dedicated and the passionate candidates that came before us. And I think that we are lucky as a district, as a community in Reynoldsburg, that we had 15 people that were so passionate and willing to put their name out there for a position that is often very, very difficult. When you sit up here, there are things that you don't realize that are part of the position until you actually sit in this seat. I always say that I reported for 15 years on school boards and thought I knew it all until I sat up here and realized there's a lot more that goes into the job that I even ever realized and recognized. So, again, thank you to all 15 candidates who applied. It was a difficult decision, I think, as reflected in the amount of time that we spent in executive session discussing this, and also a very important one. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Quesenberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion is passed. We would like to, I see that Angela Abram is here. We would like to ask, there is an option, I guess. You could be sworn in tonight by Treasurer Tammy Miller.
Except I do not have the oath of office. I thought we were doing it in October. I mean, in January, we could find it online real quick.
Or number two,
yeah.
You could have your friends and family at the organizational meeting and be sworn in then. And just to say that if you do take that option, you know, we will be bringing you up to speed before then. It won't be like we're swearing you in and here's your manual, you know, learn it in 5 minutes. There will definitely be training and getting you up to speed beforehand. So, okay, so you'd like to wait. All right, that sounds great. So then the only other business at hand is 15.01, a motion to adjourn. Moved by
me.
Yes. Seconded. I'll look this way, away from it. Should I look?
I'll second.
Second by Neil Whitman. Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Quesenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Taking some action.